This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanmay Kulshresht. Prime Minister Narendra Modi commended India's historic achievement recently in space exploration and the growing prowess in modern space technology. Addressing the nation in his first Mann Ki Baat program of 2025 on Akashvani, the Prime Minister said that the country is setting new benchmarks in space technology, with visionary scientists and innovators providing solutions to future challenges. Hailing the Bengaluru-based Indian space tech startup Pixel for successfully launching the country's first private satellite constellation, Firefly, Mr. Modi called it a significant step towards self-reliance. The Prime Minister also applauded the space docking of satellites conducted recently by Indian space research organization ISRO, saying that this technology is important for sending supplies to space stations and crew missions in space. Prime Minister Modi applauded the flourishing startup ecosystem in the country, adding that the registration of startups in Nagaland surged by over 200% last year. On the completion of 9 years of Startup India initiative, Mr. Modi applauded the remarkable growth of country's startup culture, particularly in smaller cities.
Hamare desh mein jitne startups 9 saal mein bane hain, unme se aadhe se jyada tier 2 aur tier 3 shaharon se hain. यानी हमारा स्टार्टअप कल्चर बड़े शहरों तक ही सीमित नहीं है. छोटे शहरों के स्टार्टअप में आधे से ज्यादा का नेतृत्व हमारी बेटियां कर रही हैं.
The National Disaster Response Force celebrated its 20th Raising Day yesterday. On the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi saluted the brave personnel of NDRF. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "The unwavering commitment of the personnel of NDRF to saving lives, responding to disasters and ensuring safety during emergencies is truly commendable." He said, "The NDRF has also set global standards in disaster response and management." Speaking during the 20th Raising Day ceremony of the NDRF in Vijayawada, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said, "India has emerged as a global leader in disaster management, and in the area of disaster resilient infrastructure, the country is leading the world." A fire broke out at Sector 19 of Maha Kumbh Mela area yesterday, which was immediately brought under control. No casualties were reported in the incident. Fire services, NDRF and SDRF teams were rushed to the spot to douse the flame after receiving the information about the incident. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also spoke to Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath over the phone. The Chief Minister apprised Mr. Modi about the incident. Mr. Adityanath also conducted a site inspection and directed the concerned officials to carry out the relief work on a war footing. Today is last date for withdrawal of the nomination for the 70-member Delhi Assembly election. A total of 719 candidates are in fray till now. As per the Chief Electoral Officers, a total of 477 nominations have been rejected out of 1,522 nominations. The voting will be held on the 5th of next month and the counting will take place on the 8th of February. The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast rain and snowfall in several parts of northern India due to western disturbances during the next 5 days. Talking to media, IMD scientist Dr. Naresh Kumar said dense fog conditions are likely to continue over several parts of the region for the next 2 days. India scripted history in the inaugural edition of the Kho Kho World Cup, with both men's and women's teams lifting the trophies in New Delhi yesterday. Both teams defeated Nepal at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated the Indian women's team on winning the first ever Kho Kho World Cup. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "This historic victory is a result of their unparalleled skill, determination and teamwork." He said, "This triumph has brought more spotlight to one of India's oldest traditional sports, inspiring countless young athletes across the nation." And that is the end of this news bulletin.